make a hoe out of me.
Make a hoe out of you.
That's what the lyrics are.
What lyrics she listening to?
No, that's in the song.
Greetings, gentle people. We are here. We are live and we are in living color. Let's jump into this week's conversation. Disclaimer, this podcast is not just for gentlemen, but gentlewomen as well. Now that that's out of our way, welcome to A Gentleman's Conversation.
If you have any hold on your relationship between you and your child, be there. But if you can't, that's okay, because later on in life, they'll understand. I promise you.
Yeah.
They will understand.
So they're going to come look for you.
They will.
Because every daughter, whether negative or positive, she's going to want to know about her father.
Absolutely.
And that's something that I've learned just from even dealing with friends and relationships where they're trying to reconnect with their daughters, whether they've been in prison, whether they were in the military, whatever the case may be, bad relationship, good relationship, disconnect. It's just something about a daughter. She wants to know who her father is.
But back on the subject of the daughter, you teaching your daughter those ways of, or, you know,
just for a black man
being hard on them.
I mean, just being straight up.
We were hard on our daughters because of who we were.
Exactly.
Of who we were.
Because I was that dude.
That's it.
Yes, I was that dude.
That's it. So when we first started to teach our daughters, you know, it was out of who we were, mm-hmm. not who we are.
Wow.
Now who we are in today, because we are not as fragile minded as we were back then.
And that's how I talk to them now about where I am and who I am now.
Yeah.
And that relationship with them now while they're adulting, it's like being in a volcano when it erupts and I won't die.
Yeah.
All I'm going to do is just come out with the lava when it explodes, the whole nine, and land safely and keep it moving. It's amazing. It's an incredible experience. But
it's all about truth, man.
As they date, I'm constantly giving them, you know, nuggets.
Oh, you know,
especially on this level.
Oh,
you know, right. And especially on this level. And I'm telling, like I tell Bria, I said, look, because Tarn has a boyfriend. He half Italian, half nigga. So, you
hold
know,
on. Is well, it he the half same Italian, cat half black. That I
yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's Bree.
No, I met both of them.
So, you met the half Italian, half black brother?
I don't know if it's the same dude.
I don't want to say his name.
Hold on. Just keep going.
Okay. I'm just saying. We'll talk later. But Tarn's, you know, she's in a relationship. But Bria, my oldest, is, you know, living her life, finding her journey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Her career choice. She's moving and grooving. But I tell her as she dates, I was like, you know what? The best thing you could ever do is put a man in your shoes. Mm. That's the best thing you can ever do. So when you talking, he coming to you, he doing his thing, you know, you put him out blast. He said, thank you for the drink. I appreciate you. So let me say you something. What made you buy me a drink? And then listen to what comes out of his mouth. And he has exactly 3 minutes.
Three. That's enough.
He has 3 minutes.
Yeah.
To impress you or for you. And even if it's your favorite drink, push that junk right back to him and bounce. Now, if you take it, go ahead and drop him the $13.95 or whatever it is that he paid for and tell him thank you. And you keep it pushing. But he's got 3 minutes to tell you
why he bought you a drink. And he talking about, you know what I'm saying, my, you know, you looking good up in here. You know what I'm saying? All these other bitches up in here, you know, they looking like slob. But you know what I'm saying? You come in here looking like a star. You know what I'm saying? It's start with an S, but it's two different words. You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, here's your $13.95. Thank you for the drink. You have a good night. Appreciate the compliment. No. You good. Take the money. I'm good.
Now, bartender.
Now, if it's a brother, right. If it's a brother that tells you, no, I'm going to be honest with you. When you walk by in that dress, and I saw your ass go past the floor, I was like, that's the type of butt that I like. And so when you came back, I wanted to see if you had a type of mind or conversation that might match how good you look. There might be that dude, but you still gotta watch that dude. You still gotta watch that guy. Because that's me. And it's not easy. It's not easy because the truth of the matter is, when all this, even when you're dealing with a woman being comfortable with her sexuality and a guy being sexual with their sexuality, that's the beauty and the aggravation of life. It's a gamble.
But see, and the funny thing about, and you, we talk about my nieces, we talk about Bria, we talk about Tarn. Bria is okay with her sexuality. Right, she's right, you know, she's right, more open. She's right. Oh, I'm here. You know, I'm not saying that she's wide open. That's not what I'm saying. She's comfortable with her sexuality.
Right, right.
Tarn, it's a totally different ballgame. Not saying that she's not comfortable with her sexuality.
Tarn is rude, as a matter of fact. Bria is going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But if you can't quote the alphabet in less than 30 seconds, Tarn's going to be like, I'm sorry. Have a good day.
Yeah.
And I'm out. It was the alphabet. Who asked somebody to quote the alphabet?
Tarn.
Yes.
Yeah. But Tarn, man, it's a totally different ball game, you know, with her and Bria.
Yeah, tough chick is that's my tough chick. That's my tough chick. She Tarn. Shut up, just,
Tarn, man. I love y'all.
That's my tough chick. She's just always been like that. But it's different because when you have daughters, it's crazy because at any point in time, I'm pretty sure any man that has a daughter. I went to the cigar bar, and I cannot remember his name, and if I could, I would say it. But the man has a glorious beard. The brother has a glorious beard. It's white, more so white towards the chin area. It blacks out and it fades out towards the side, but it's thick and rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's a dark skinned brother, medium build, about my height, and nice looking brother. What you say?
Go ahead, man.
Don't say nothing about being short. That's
who
average.
Said anybody?
I heard you, man. Look, don't distract the understanding.
Go ahead.
Nonetheless, we were there, and he said, "Hey, man." He said, and we went to the bar at the same time. And I said, "Man, I didn't know." No, actually, I took it back. He was walking through, and I was sitting, and I gave him love. And I said, "Man, where you headed?" He said, "My head to the bar." I said, "Let's go." So we went. I was gonna buy him a drink. Well, he was gonna buy me a drink. Well, we ended up buying each other's drinks. But nonetheless, the conversation we had, he said, "Man, my niece just turned 21." Yesterday. He said, "Man, that was the first child I ever named. And for her to be 21 and me still be here," he said, "Man, I'm almost 50. He said, "Man, it's different. It's just hit me different." He said, "Man, and I'm thankful." I said, "You got all of that based off of," and he finished my sentences. He said, "The relationship I have with my niece." We ain't said nothing. I was just saying, I was gonna say a birthday. But when that cat said the relationship that I have with my niece, I said, "You know what?" I said, "That's what." So he said, "Man, we here." I said, "We here, Doc." And I said, "Man, I got two daughters, 21, 25, man." He said, man, it's a different feeling. It's a different feeling. We bought each other drinks, man, gave each other loves. But I could see the sincerity in that brother's face. I don't know what's going on in his house. I don't know what's going on with his family and whatnot. But that man was thankful to see his niece turn 21 and him still be there. That connection with the connection is something you said. I mean, it was years ago. And I'll tell you when it was. Baby girl came and Brian Tarn babysit for you.
Okay. Yeah.
And she had a blast. Yes. Did she spend the night?
Yeah, she did.
She had a blast. And I think you might have had issues with her leaving. But Brian Tarn watched, they told me, because I had to work. When I came back, they told me all the stories and everything. But I remember you telling me, you said, my biggest concern is it was her mom, because moms are supposed to raise daughters that will be in love and raise more daughters.
Yeah.
And you said, man, I got a feeling that's going to be my job. And so many, and I never will forget that. And that's one of the delicate pieces of my upbringing with my daughters. I had to teach them the understanding of what love was from a brother,
from a
male, yeah, right? Yeah. But I'm their daddy now. One thing that we've always understood, me and you've always talked about, baby girl, ain't nobody gonna love you without any expectations or any requirements.
But me.
Yeah. Period.
But daddy.
I ain't gonna want nothing from you. I'm not gonna need nothing from you. I'm not. Only other expectation I have is that you love and respect me. That's it. Other than that, don't need no tail. Don't need no money. I'm good. Don't need you to come and be a side piece or nothing like that. Nothing. Pops is gonna be the realest brother you ever deal with.
That ass.
Man, when we talked about that, when you told me that, that changed my whole concept of how I raised my daughter. And you younger than I am.
Yeah.
When you dropped that, I was like, when you left, I was like, man, I never thought about it like that. Brian Tarn, come here. Sit down, man. I'm going to tell you something now. Now, daddy might start crying, but I won't say something to you. Man, I mean, it was a different conversation, man.
Yeah, for real.
But we bring all of this too. And a lot of women, because the truth of the matter is, there's no woman, I mean, I don't know many, but I know there are some that have that relationship with their fathers where they share with them everything. But the majority of women are not going to say, hey, baby, what you doing? Hey, daddy, how you doing? Yeah, baby, I'm just called thinking about you. How you doing? All right, daddy, I'm going to go out tonight. You know, I'm looking for something. You know, I might smash a little bit, whatnot. I'm going to go, baby, you go out, have a good time. Be careful. Yeah. You use a condom, you know what I'm saying? Then COVID, you know, you keep your mask on, even when you're screwing, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know.
No, that ain't.
It's not true. So there's most women that go out and handle their business. It's not like they're thinking about their pops, but in reality, they have those lessons. They have those tools. They have that artillery that moves them forward. And how many fathers are having that conversation with their daughters? Well, look, don't you be afraid of your sexuality. And any man that tries to make you feel like you less of a woman or more of a hoe because you in the same realm that he's in, bounce that cat.
Right.
Double dribble. Out of bounds that straight up.
No, but seriously, man, that daughters, from a man's standpoint, we have to teach them that. Because we're a totally different breed, you and I. And we hang around cats of a like mind. But the other cats that
shout out to big homie Walker.
Shout out to Walker.
Just had knee surgery.
Hey man, we here for you if you need anything. So with the daughters that we have, we have to, if they're younger than 16 or 14 or 12, you know, bringing them up, we have to teach them that everybody that you come across, as far as a male is concerned, is not going to be who your dad is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not going to be who your dad is. We're hard on you for a certain reason. But if we teach you to be free and who you are as a woman between your mother and I, you know, don't just allow yourself any and everything as far as a man is concerned, you know, because of that male fragility. Their egos are gonna get them fucked up.
Yeah, that's real talk.
Because if my daughter comes back to me and she tell me, hey daddy, this dude blah 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 blah, why did he do such and such and such? Oh, because I was real with him and this is what I pause. Where he at?
Right.
I'm going for that. Right. I'm going for him.
Right. That's something I've always told them, is that never put me in a position where I have to represent your honor. And it brings about an altercation because you made a bad choice or a bad decision.
Right.
Because ultimately what it boils down to, I'm going to understand that you made a bad choice and a bad decision. But what's going to stand out most is that he was disrespectful. And then that's done.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and not to get off topic, because we start talking about our daughters and it'd be totally different.
I mean, but still is one and the same, because like I said, if we between us and their mothers have taught them that you're good in who you are feminine. I mean, or in your femininity.
Right.
You know, right. And you're good as far as, you know, your sexuality and all this right. other stuff.
And we're not talking about going out and just being
what we would call hoes.
Yes.
No. You know what you
promiscuous.
Want.
Promiscuous.
Yeah. But yes. But what we were taught as promiscuous
right.
may not necessarily be what we think now and what our daughters are doing.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good. That's good.
So okay. what we think at this point in time in you and our mind, or your mind and my mind, is one thing, and we've taught our daughters to be who they are, and we're thinking the same thing that they're thinking. You know, it's not promiscuous necessarily to find who you are in your sexuality. Go ahead.
So let me ask you this. So you've got a, we'll say your daughter's 25 years old.
Okay.
And this is definitely no reference to Miss B at all.
Okay.
My daughter. This is just a hypothetical situation. I just want to do a mental check. See what you do. 25 years old, and you got a son. And let's say he's 2 years younger than her.
Okay.
But they're still in the same age range.
Okay.
They're still in their 20s. So you got 125, 123.
Okay.
Okay, son is younger. No, we'll make the son older. The son is 25, the daughter's 23.
Okay.
And they're doing their things, and just by some chance you find out that by some friends, they come to you and say, "Hey, you know, Mr. J, we concerned about J Various." And he, man, look, that's the best I can come up with. Okay, so let's just, there might be somebody name out there. J Various is a real J Various. I'm not talking about you. I just came up because his name is Jay for the show. So anyway, J Various is, you know, he out there. You know, and we just want to let you know that, you know, he going through. He going through the line. And his homeboys come and tell you this. And so he say he protecting himself, but he just getting so much play. You know, we concerned about him. We just want to let you know. And then he dealing with some real, I mean, they fine, but they some dirty chicks. You know, they out there with everybody too.
Hold on.
What?
First off, if we both, neither one of us have sons, first off. Secondly, if we had sons, ain't none of their friends coming back and saying,
"Okay, man, you gotta this, shit, this man, hold on, you just messed up the whole
okay,
understanding."
Go ahead. I apologize.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
My bad.
Listeners, I need y'all to like blank that out. Do you get the little light out from MIB, from Men in Black, hit it. Okay, now we're gonna go back to here. You got a son. They come, they say J Various is out there doing his thing.
Yeah.
You know, he hoeing. He
yeah.
He doing it.
We're concerned.
You know what I'm saying? So
his well being.
Okay.
So you're like, all right, cool, I'm gonna talk to him. Well, week go by, 2 weeks go by, you don't talk to him, you just kind of watching him, you watching his habits, the way he come in, you know, you go in his room, you do his little count on his condom box, you see he's emptying out quite frequently and whatnot, you know, and then you get a phone call. Hey, Mr. J, how you doing? Hey, Clitoria, how you doing? man, that's just how it came up, okay?
Okay, all right, go ahead.
It's your daughter's best friend. Hey, okay, we'll call her Gloria. Gloria, how you doing? Hey, Mr. J, I just wanted to know that I'm concerned about...
Javarisa. Yeah, yeah.
Javarisa just, you know, she not really talking much.
The daughter.
Yeah, the daughter. But you know what I'm saying? She just been hanging around with different guys and whatnot. And like when we, you know, leave the spot or whatever, she, you know, she make it home safe, she do, but we don't really know. But it'd be like we get a text, you know, hour, 2 hours later, whatever. So we just really concerned about it. Some of the stuff she put on her Facebook or Instagram. You know, we think she might just be out there kind of getting turned too much. So, you know. So you got a understanding that your daughter is a bit of a freak and your son is a bit of a freak. Who do you go to first?
I bring them both in at the same time.
So you're going to sit them both down at the same time.
But the conversation that we have, you can't ask me that because I'm a totally different breed. I'm sitting them down at the same time and I'm asking them, y'all good? What y'all doing? Either one of y'all can go first. Y'all make the choice. So why
would you sit them both down at the same time to expose their business?
Because they are one and the same.
Yeah, but if they have how you know that's not going to jeopardize their relationship? Maybe Javarius don't want Javaria to know that he freaking like that because he feel like his sister's going to judge him and see him different, or vice versa.
But that's the thing. We've already had these conversations.
That's why I hate dealing with Negroes like you that take my scenarios and do preemptive understanding.
How is it that
in an imaginary situation? Oh, I imaginary already had these conversations with my kids already from the time they was one all the way up to 16. Hell no. So when this imaginary situation came to part, my kids was ready for it. What? Okay, so you bring them both in at the same time.
So I've had a conversation with a couple of you all's friends, and this is the situation.
And you're talking to both of them at the same time.
At the same time.
Wow.
So we are having this conversation, and I'm not in a place where we are. So I bring them both in at the same time and I sit them down, and the conversation that we're having is, look, I've had a conversation or two, y'all friends on both sides have contacted me and they've voiced their concerns about you all's activities, right? So their concerns were, y'all out here being for the streets. As
y'all out here being for the streets.
Y'all out here being for the streets. So while y'all out here being for the streets, their concerns were, you know, Javarius, whatever the hell your name is, boy. Your homeboy called me and was like, look, Javarius, or J Jr., let's just call him J Jr.
J Jr., there you go.
J Jr. was out here, you know. Yeah, you know, he cool or whatnot, but I've seen him go with this chick, go with that chick. And I'm just concerned, you know, for his safety. And so, I'm not going to tell him. I'm not going to tell him, look, I've been in your room counting your condoms. Right. <no. laughs> Counting your condoms or whatnot. But that's a concern for him.
But see, by default, you go to the male first.
Jay Jr. No. Whoever answers me first, okay, I'll let y'all hash that out.
Okay, gotcha.
Whoever come to me first, gotcha. Whoever say, hey, dad, this is what it is, let's go. So if Jay's senorita, if my little girl was like, okay, dad, look, yeah, I have been out here in these streets, you know, but that's not what this is. Baby girl, look, you are free to be who you are, you know. And you know who you are in your sexuality. You exploring your sexuality. You good. So, with that being said, if you feel like you're in a bad place, I'm pretty sure you're gonna come to me because we have that relationship. Same as Jay Jr. Jay Jr., come to me. Be like, dad, look, I feel like I got a problem. I got a problem. But if they're not coming to me that way and their friends have voiced their opinions, or it's an opinion, you know, at this point, because they are like, hey, your son or your daughter are out here in these streets. But what are they doing? Are you not doing the same thing? If you're not doing the same thing as far as, you know, with you all out here in the streets, then, I mean, what's your concern? Because if I'm not concerned myself, or if they haven't come to me, which we have this relationship. If they haven't come to me, dad, you know, I feel like I'm in a bad place with such and such. So if they haven't come to me with that, then I'm good. But if they come to me, then that's a totally different thing. But if they are in a place where they feel like, okay, I need some guidance, that's when I step in. You know, what do you need guidance with? So let's say my girl comes to me, dad, okay, so I put it on this dude, and I don't know how many females are out there that can go to their dad with this same scenario, but I feel like, you know, she says, I feel like, you know, I put it on this dude and he's in a headspace where, you know, he's acting crazy. Well, why is he acting crazy? Well, I think I gave it to him a little too good. What?
What? Surely you don't have to have this conversation like this. God.
But why not, though?
I mean, I'm like, okay.
But
okay.
Why not? You know, and I would say, you know, okay, so where do you want to go? Do you want to keep seeing this dude that you put it on? Or do you not? Well, he's acting a certain way. How he acting? Well, daddy, I don't know. Like, he's being possessive and he acts like, you know, he's King Ding-a-ling.
What? Wow.
But he's not giving me what previous guys have given me, but he's good to me, you know, blah 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 blah. Okay. At this point I'm like, okay, So let's break this down. If you put it on him like he's never had it before, and he's not giving you what you've had before.
Because I know you're going to do that because I'm your daddy.
What? What?
Man, come on, man. Give me the short version of this stuff. God, hey.
I mean, I'm gonna tell her straight. Look, get what you can out of him. But go ahead, move. Go on about your business.
Nah, you just made your daughter a pimp. Nah, you just made it like you just put her on some pimp game.
Pimp hard.
MJG. Wow. Wow. So here's my thing. With our subject matter being the sexual with women being sexual beings, but me not being able to handle it, not making look not and definitely and please, gentle women, not to make it look like we're saying, oh, y'all just as much as hoes as we are, because let's just be realistic.
Nobody's a hoe.
We're all human.
It's what we've been taught, right?
Yeah, we're all human. And the thing is that it's all about understanding. If you grew up with a certain level of understanding about relationships, that's going to be a reflection how you handle relationships as you get older.
Absolutely.
Unless somebody steps in or you have an epiphany on your own, which I know people who have grown up in jacked up situations. But they had an epiphany early in their age where there's like, I'm not going to live like this. And they went on to do different things in a better way. But as relates to men, let's talk about the ego factor. Now, I already know just from my perspective that for us, we have been, and one of the articulate things that the Miss Antoinette, that's what it was,
yeah,
from the Hotel album, one of the articulate things that she stated was, as I flip pages, and y'all excuse me if y'all can hear that, she said,
oh, they can hear it.
Well, man, you know what, it's
shit together.
It's a fact.
Damn, is it a fact?
Yes, I got caught up. One of the electric statements that she said was, She said that our society teaches them to be, and them referring to men, to be so wrapped up into themselves and their own conquest that they forget that we are sexual beings as well. Plus their egos, which are way often too fragile to ever handle a woman who owns her own real agency over her body. But she made that statement about our egos being way too fragile, that hit me, I ain't gonna lie, that hit me, but I had to sit with that because first of all, I'm an Aquarius, and I understand, but see, as an Aquarius, I understand that you're apologizing that you're not one. So, see, that's what Aquariuses do. See that? So, I'm an Aquarius. So, I focus on a lot of the mental, and then I penetrate the physical. And I've read many astronomical explanations of the Aquarius. And what I understand is that we are individuals that are about insight and understanding. And the worst thing I can possibly do is understand you sexually.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but that also falls under them doggone Scorpions, them doggone Leos, them Sagittariuses. And that's the three main ones right there. That's the three main ones right there for me when I read and researched them. Because I believe, my former was, I think she was a Pisces or a Libra. Nonetheless,
I'm saved as y'all know.
Understand, shit. I mean, if I go back to my notes, because I have a journal, I would know. But nonetheless, women have to deal with our egos on a regular basis. And all too many times, and let's just be honest, if a man has a son and his son comes to him and says, "Daddy, I got with this girl," and blah, 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 it's like, "Oh, my boy, that's what I'm talking about. You ain't gay."
Typically.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I mean, even in today's time, it may be the opposite. He may be concerned. Boy, you got COVID first. You got COVID. Did you have a mask on while you were smashing? Or do you got, and then he'll go to you, "Do you have AIDS, gonorrhea?" Well, I mean, it depends. But let's just say, typically, that's what happened. But if a girl comes to a father and says, "Hey, look, Daddy, I just survived. Oh my God, boy, I'm gonna kill the nigga. Blah, 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 blah. He took my baby. Blah, blah, blah." Not realizing that she wanted it. She felt like she was ready. She had an understanding of her own sexuality and what she desired and what she wanted.
Because she didn't come to you as like, "Oh my God, Daddy, this, right, and this happened."
Right, right. I was taking advantage of.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. No, right. She didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Man.
Right. And when she said that moment when she said, because men... So because society teaches them to be so wrapped up into themselves and their own conquest. Man, when I think about the rap videos.
Even from the beginning of rap videos.
When I think about on TV, and that's easy. And easy.
Yeah.
But even when I think about movies.
All that.
When I think about sitcoms. Because even if they try to make it funny. The male is the dominant. "I'm over this. I'm doing this thing. Blah, blah, blah. This is me." Right. Because I'm going to give you this. Do you remember what was the show with your boy Urkel and the cop?
Oh, Family Matters.
Family Matters, right? Wonderful show. But how many times was Daddy Cop putting his foot down? "This is my shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I ain't going out like that. This hat gone. Marion, let's go upstairs." How many times in that show did she say that?
Hold on, was that her name?
I think her name was Marion. What was it? Miriam?
Listen.
Mary?
I don't remember.
Okay, well then don't judge me on that thing. You just roll with it. Sure. Whatever I say. If I would have said Sasquatch was her name, you should have just rolled with it.
Okay, go ahead.
For the sake of the cast.
My bad.
So, but I think about that and... When she said our conquest, that is so true, because we are taught even in sports, as it relates to career choices, as it relates to what you buy from shoes to cars, you got to be the hot. You got to be on top. You got to be the one that's respected, the one that's looked at. And baby boy, I can even take you to the psychological aspect of the dope game.
Oh yeah, look who.
It's even an influence even in that how Absolutely. Those cats treat women. But then also, and this is where I say,
but that comes from the pimp game and the.
But that's true. But this is what trips me out right here, because Miss Antoinette she brought about such a understanding for me even now at the age I am now, even more, is that men with money. With the cash to spend, they've got an expendable income. They good. They go up into the spot. They want to floss their money to get a woman. But then they piss when they get a gold digger. But hold up now. In the same turn, you get women that are beautiful. They got body. And it's natural or fake, whatever the case may be. But they flaunt that body in front of a man to get one. Just got that loot, then piss because all he want is sex. But society.
That's society.
Miss Antoinette said this. Yes. Society has taught us about conquest. And so as long as we focus in on women as a conquest, as a car, a pair of shoes. When she pumped them brakes and say, hold on, I appreciate you buying me Drakes, but I ain't going home with you, nigga. What? No, it don't work like that. And now you start cussing her out and tripping. I didn't tell you to buy my favorite drink that costs $20 in this establishment.
Because this is what we taught our daughters. Because if our daughters come to us, or they call us, daddy, this Negro out here tripping because I told him that I appreciate him buying me a drink.
Right.
But he's still on this BS.
Right, baby, don't shoot him. Because I know you got your small firearm on you like I taught you. Not on small. Your ankle. Look, because you small. Wore jeans like
yeah,
I taught
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because this might be the second or third date. Listen. And you don't wear a dress. You wear jeans.
You wear jeans. You got that thing on you.
You got that thing on you. So you have to shoot him. Leave that cup. Yeah. Leave that clutch at the table.
Go.
So he'll thank you and go. So he'll thank you coming back and deal. Because you're going to shoot him, and I'm going to fly there before the cops get there, and then I'm going to shoot him, and we both dip into Mexico, Barbados, Dubai. I mean, but real talk, man, you know, I apologize, man, not to hijack your response.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
But that's the vein that, and again, back to, shout out to Jasmine Sullivan for this album, Hotels, and you need to catch the wisdom in the wisdom.
A wisdom and the wisdom.
Hotels. And see, it's not disrespectful, but it's a concept of poetry. Let me tell you some stories.
And it's not even spelled the same.
It's not even spelled. That the chick went deep with it. She went deep with it. And yeah. So when Miss Antoinette came to this, and I brought this to you. And you listened to it and you was like, okay, let's do this. I knew we had a moment. I do. And I agree with her. We do have egos. Men do have an issue with accepting a woman that comes into the spot. And now, and something I had to teach, and I apologize for constantly going back to my daughters, but that's what I know. I taught my daughters, especially Bria, when she left, when she got to college and then she went to New York. New York is a very expressive city.
Sheesh, yeah.
And so I would see some of her pictures on Instagram and some of her pictures on Facebook and things of that nature. And I told her, I said, you know what? Hey, look, I know you're living life. I know you're doing your thing. But let me give this to you. If you don't want to be approached by trash, then you have to adjust how you dress.
Yeah.
Because all men see is what they want.
95% of the men. Absolutely.
Speak on that.
Yeah. So 95% of men have been persuaded, especially in this nowadays, have been persuaded by what they see on media. It doesn't necessarily have to be social media.
Amen.
It could be Yo MTV Raps. We're going back to our day, because Yo MTV Raps is definitely not now. Like, no one in this generation knows what Yo MTV Raps is, nor do they know about, was that BET After Dark?
BET After Dark. Oh, shoot, that jumped up.
After Dark. You know, they don't know what that is.
I had to start watching that show. That would mess me up.
That used to be my shit. But listen, no, they don't understand the significance of what they're watching.
Shout out to Uncle Luke.
Wow. Look, we've been to his house.
Yeah, Luke Skywalker. God, ruled in Yo MTV After Dark.
Listen, we've been to his house, but we not going there. With them intaking everything that they intake, they don't know the difference between reality Because is that their reality?
Yeah, man.
Is it? Is okay. is what they look at on TV, on Yo MTV Raps or what was it? BET After Dark.
Right. Right.
Is that their reality?
Right.
They literally look at that and they're chasing that. You know, they chasing after women who are in bikinis and are half dressed and all this other stuff. But
that's real talk. No, that's definitely real talk.
I mean,
and so I had to teach her and both of them that, you know, I understand, because they in this whole understanding of, oh my God, Daddy, I didn't research Daddy, and you know, and technically bras, you know, per research of blah 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 blah, sanctum of FFC of 19 and in 94, you know, they researched all the way up to 2013, where, you know, wearing bras causes cancers and something, so you know, we should wear bras less and blah blah blah. So whoa, wait a minute. So you're not wearing bras now? That's what I'm saying. So you just walking around with your nipples out and blah blah blah. And which,
it's okay.
Fortunately for them.
You feel okay?
They're at
don't
a size.
Don't talk about my nieces.
Where they, no, I am. I'm coming for them. They're at a size where they can do that. But still, as a father, my mindset is, okay, you know what? Nasty brothers just see titties, period. Whether they in a bra or whether they not. But studied brothers see nipplage. And they see that, okay, little upright, little athletic chest. Okay, I see a little bubble. That's what I'm saying. Them nipplages right there. Yeah, there's a little chilly in here in Walmart, but you ain't got no bra. You know, I'm thinking like that. And so I tell them, I said, you know, you need to dress. It's okay to dress sexy, but as your father, I don't want you to dress provocative.
Absolutely.
There's a difference.
There's a difference.
You know, you can show skin and be sexy. You can show your legs or whatever.
You can be fully covered.
And be sexy.
From head to toe.
Yes.
And be sexy.
But when you dress provocative...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There's a difference. No, go ahead. Because I've seen women in hijabs Muslim women from head to toe. But that's the thing. I am a different breed of man because what I tell you earlier, the first thing that I see is the eyes. Right? And with the eyes, you know, that's the gateway to the soul. And if I'm coming across a woman and I see the eyes, you know, I can typically tell, you know, where she is. If you look at me a certain way and you're a woman, I know what you're about. But I'm a different breed of man, like I said. So, with that being said, I'm not looking at the rest of you. I don't need to see your breast or your buttocks. If I see your eyes, there's sexiness in the eyes. But
I agree. I do that.
It's not a body thing. It's I see this in your eyes. Let me follow where your eyes go and what's behind your eyes. Your mind. And if I can see what's in your mind, if I've had this conversation with you your mind isn't where your eyes took me, I'm gone. I'm gone.
And that's definitely not the average.
But right. Right, so, right, right.
So her, with her, with her argument saying that we've been, that society teaches us to see women as a conquest, I think that I have to give her a lividity to that. I have to admit to that, because it's such a deeper conversation. Because we would have to start back to, we have to go back to slavery, how the understanding of the Mandingo.
Wow.
He was used as a breeder. And even in that, how not only was he was used as a breeder, but he was also used as a sexual object for the white females.
Yeah.
In Massa's house. And so, and as it goes on and on and on, we, even in white society, we can even go into Greek and Roman, because the males went to war. The males were in charge of the government, in charge of parliament. The males sought out women that they saw that was best suited for those tastes. And especially if that male was below stature, if I was an official and you were just an assistant or below me, and your wife was attractive to me or what have you, how I would...
They took her.
That's conquest.
Yeah.
And so that quickly was engineered into black men as well. And it's very deep, but even just men is in general. And what we got to understand also is that black men have their issues, but white males have their issues also, because they were taught and trained to see society and see their women as objects as well. And it is on a different level than what, if not the same,
so,
as slaves.
I'm glad you just said that, because I was having a conversation with someone, and
black or white?
Black.
Okay.
But watch this. We're talking about the black and white conversation, but let's go back to white, because before white men had this whole conquest thing going on,
mm-hmm.
before they brought us over here with slavery, research marriage by legal terms, because before slavery,
mm-hmm.
they didn't take on a certain name. The women didn't take on the last names of the men. After slavery, it was about property.
Okay. I have to agree with that.
Because slaves had what last name?
Whatever their slave master was.
Whatever their slave master was. Same as their what? Their wives.
Mm-hmm.
Once they married them legally, what do? Change their what?
Their last name.
That is a whole nother podcast. So, back to what we were saying about.
So as we move, as we keep it moving, the understanding is that Miss Antoinette on the album of Hotels, doing that audio excerpt, Miss Jasmine Sutherland, shout out to that album, incredible album. If you haven't listened to it, you have to. Very profound. I feel like every woman, especially every black woman, needs to listen. There's so many messages in this album. I'm telling you, is it a meditative peace. If you got a Bible study you doing, if you got a book reading you doing, if you got a motivational speak, whatever you doing, if you a black woman caucus for the next zombie apocalypse, you need to listen to this doggone album, because it's just that profound and that deep. But as it relates to closing remarks, I would like to say that as it relates to the act of intimacy, as it relates to the act of sex, men and women aren't equal. That's just my opinion.
Both of our opinion.
But as it relates to the nature of sexuality and being sexual beings, we are. Because the truth of the matter is, women, they may go out, do whatever, and they may be looking for sex, and it's difficult for them to be free and open because we judge them. And that's a social talk process, and that's our egos. But they are. The difference between us is women just need to know if they can trust you or not. And 9 times out of 10, they can't. Because we just like little schoolgirl bitches. We talk to.
With that being said, we'll be right back.
Over. One thing that nigga love doing.
Hey,
we
hey,
be
hey.
Going in.
What? We back in. We back in. We back in. What you doing?
What are you talking about, dude? I'm here. I'm in effect.
Why you pause?
There goes. I'm just saying. There goes the glass fill sound that we've adopted.
Is it glass? Hold on. Pause. This is the segment that we like to call Drink and Be Married.
Drink and Be Married.
I appreciate y'all for coming out.
Jay has come up with this astounding concoction. This I'm not gonna call it a concoction. It's an astounding.
It is a concoction.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Is this, it not a concoction?
This is a springtime.
Spring summer.
Okay, because you can have it all through spring to summer.
Spring summer. It's a concoction.
No, it's not. What is it called? Not a martini. It's a, what's the other types of drinks? Oh, good grief. Man, it's not coming to me.
A drink?
Yes. When you make a mixed drink, it's called, there's a proper term for it on the bartender level.
Drink.
No, it's not. Man, work with me on this.
I'm sorry.
Man, you probably need to pause this because we about to figure this out.
No. It's okay.
I'm trying to tell you. Drinking. You know what I'm saying. It's a
what?
When you go to a bar, they have specials during this time. It's happy hour. They have specials on what?
Cocktails.
Cocktails. Thank you.
Okay.
Exactly.
So it's spring dark cocktail.
This is a spring summer cocktail. Like yes. It. So I tell him what I have in the studio. He goes into the refrigerator. He does his thing. He comes out. Now, understand that my glass is still sitting on the table. Empty. With a napkin in it, because that's
what we do.
Sanitary.
Yeah.
Yes. And he's like, man, this tastes like a pineapple upside down cake.
Literal.
I said, well,
literal.
Bro, what did you put in it? He tells me. I go in, fix
do
mine.
Do the same thing.
And it does.
Tastes like a pineapple upside down.
And what
cake.
He does use is he uses
a coconut
cruising. Curzan, if you're familiar with Curzan, they do rum. They have a coconut rum. Fainted blue label. You can't
frosted
miss it.
Frosted glass.
Frosted mm-hmm. bottle.
But hold on. But see, that's the thing. You can, from me being a bartender, you can use any coconut rum, because
actually,
all coconut rums.
Right. This was good. Insane. But the one coconut rum I do like with the palm tree on it.
Oh, Malibu.
Malibu. I like their coconut rum. You hipped us to. Stracy and I, you hipped us to at one of the Christmas parties to the It was a black.
No, that was Malibu. Black.
It was Malibu. I know.
Malibu Black.
It was Malibu Black.
Yeah. That was very smooth.
Very good. Yes, yeah. We did a lot Malibu of damage black. With that one.
Oh, yes. That would be so glad perfect we were still trying to with have this pineapple. Butter.
Yeah, so glad. We weren't still trying to have children because that would have been ridiculous.
But upside down cake.
But this right here, cruising pineapple rum with...
Any pineapple rum.
No. I'm going to tell you what we're using. Now, you can try any pineapple rum that you can afford, okay? But we're telling you we're using cruising. Yeah. But Jay, as a bartender, tells you any pineapple rum. I feel like they taste different. His palate is different than mine because he has experienced more on that level as a bartender. So, trust his versus mine because I'm going to tell you what I like and that's it. And so, in this right here, in this moment... He provided cruising coconut rum.
And a splash of Afro Head.
Then that was the second glass, though. The first one was just the cruising pineapple juice and...
100% pineapple juice.
We had a 100% pineapple juice. We're not going to tell you the label, but trust 100% me. Just get 100% pineapple juice.
Yeah.
That was in the first one. In the second round, we went cruising coconut rum, 100% pineapple juice... And then a splash. That's probably literally a shot. A
splash, yeah.
A half shot.
Half shot.
Of Afro Head Dark Rum.
Dark Rum.
Different type of individual. Now, if you are a fighter.
Yeah.
After rum, then don't do the Afro Head. Just stay sweet and leave it at that. And if you are a toucher after too touchy much rum. Feely. If you touchy-feely, don't do... The Afro Head. And if you we actually mentioned Afro Head in one of our last ones. Yes.
Yeah. Afro Head.
And it's a great rum, listeners. I'm telling you, gentle men and gentle women, you're gonna love it. But that is, and I challenge you to add a splash of citrus in some type of way just to enhance the flavor, whether it be orange or lime.
Citrus.
Let us know about that. Let us know about that.
Lemon. Either one of those.
But a delicious
pineapple upside down cake.
And he calls this his pineapple upside down cake cocktail.
It is
now
freaking phenomenal.
He calls it. It's the pineapple upside down cake in your face when he adds that.
Adds that rum.
Adds that dark rum to it.
Yeah, that dark.
Yeah, that's in the face. That's like taking the cake and putting it. Literally in your face, right? As soon as it gets done out the oven, in your face when you add that dark rum.
Because
that's a different type of beast.
Yeah.
But such a delicious, refreshing spring and summer. And casual cool, because that's what we're about. Casual cool flavor. I really have enjoyed this.
We have.
Maybe too much.
Maybe a little bit too much, but we appreciate you all coming out and listening to us. Shout out to everybody who listened to us. Shout out to Val in the UK. We appreciate you for listening and giving us your feedback. Shout out to my best friend, Shotwell.
Shot.
And McBee. We appreciate you all.
Team McD.
Listening to us. Carm, my best friend. I'm not going to go into too many more names because a lot of you all have reached out to us.
Shout out to the Brotherhood.
Hey,
you know who you are. Shout out to the Brotherhood. Walker, Clark.
Hey, man, why are you... Just said that we weren't shouting out no more names.
Oh, my bad.
You still shouting out names.
My bad.
Fleet!
Fleet!
Shout out to North Fleet.
Walt.
Pratt. Best friend. I appreciate you.
Yeah, man.
We in here, man. We're, like I said, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. And we are about to come up on the next episode, but it's a bonus episode, and we're about to go into that in 2.2 seconds. So stay tuned. So if you are just now tuning in, you may not have come across our social media. We are on Instagram, A Gentleman's Convo, A Gentleman's Convo, Twitter, A Gentleman's Convo, or A Gentleman's Convo, and on our email. If you want to shout us out or send us an email, it's gentlemansconvo@gmail.com. Appreciate you all for tuning in. We'll catch you all on the bonus episode.